it's time to take off on the Award Travel 101 podcast. Helping you maximize your travel rewards, no matter your destination or budget. Now here are your hosts, Award Travel 101 community managers, Angie Sparks and Joseph Petrovic, to help you do extraordinary things on ordinary money.
When it comes to award travel, earning points is easier than redeeming them for the best value. Rather than spending hours per trip searching on your own, let Thrifty Traveler Premium's army of flight analysts do the work for you with their customized premium alerts. Since we're seeing award space to more locations than we've seen in years, you will know that you have a partner you can trust watching out for you and that you're getting a great deal every single day from Thrifty Traveler's Premium Alert Service.
Whether using miles or points, or you're just looking for a cheap cash flight, Thrifty Traveler Premium will send customized alerts just for you. Just recently, with the help of Thrifty Traveler's Premium Alerts, I was able to book the brand new Japan Airlines A350-1000 in business class to Tokyo for just 60,000 American Advantage miles and $5.60. I booked previous alerts like Emirates Business Class from Milan on the A380 for 73,000 points, Iberia Business Class to Venice for 34,000 points, and Business Class on ITAs, or you might recognize it as ITA, brand new A330-900neo for 54,000 points from Rome to New York City. So if you want more premium deal award alerts sent straight to your inbox, head on over to thriftytraveler.com and use promo code AT10 for $10 off your first year and tell us where you're hoping Thrifty Traveler Premium will take you. And we're back for episode 62 of the Award Travel 101 podcast. My name's Joseph Petrovic, and I'm here with Angie Sparks.
Hey, Joe, how are you? We haven't done this in a while.
It's been almost a month now since we last recorded. Our last episode was about 3 weeks ago, but we recorded that ahead of my trip to Australia, so we haven't got to chat in a while. And we'll get into some cool things here shortly, but let's hop into our post of the week by our new mod, Anthony Cave.
Yeah, so Anthony found a deal to fly to Australia for like $109. I can't remember what airline it was on.
Jetstar.
Low-cost carrier?
Low-cost carrier out of Australia.
Okay.
10, 11 hours of flying time.
In economy. So his question was, would you do it? I think people of a certain age were all like, heck no. No, not even. I collect points and miles, so I don't have to do that. And all the young people were like, heck yeah, for $100, I'll go to Australia and then back. And people were chiming in saying, hey, it's really not bad. I've flown it before. It's a good airline. It's decent. Yeah. And I think I mentioned before I canceled my Scott's Cheap Flight subscription after I did a 6-hour flight from Seattle home in economy going, I don't care how cheap it is. I'm never flying to Beijing in the back of the bus. So, yeah, I would be firmly in the no camp on that one.
Well, after my almost 18 hours flying to Australia in Polaris, I said, you know, I kind of wonder what it would be like to do something like that in economy. I managed the business class just fine. It was no issues whatsoever. But what would that really have been like in premium economy or economy plus or all the way in the back and just standard economy? And
horrible.
That's something I might test myself at some point. So we'll see. Let's head on over to the news. And we have 8 new airlines that just joined PreCheck. Here's a list of all 99 of them. I think there are a couple ones that people will be excited about as they look into this article on Award Wallet.
Yeah, I think that everybody was all excited and cheering that Iberia is finally participating in it. And Air Tahiti Nui, I think, was one of the other ones that people are excited about. The other airlines I wasn't very familiar with, but some people, there was definitely one member that she's like, I didn't even realize this was a thing. I'm like, yes, airlines have to choose to participate in this. I don't know if they have to pay or whatever it is.
They do.
But you know, you get some of these foreign carriers and they don't choose to do so. And all of a sudden you're so used to having, you know, your global entry number gives you TSA pre and you don't have to take your shoes off and you don't have to take your liquids off and you get your boarding pass. You're like, wait a minute, what the heck? And you get to the airport and you have to go old school on it again. So it's always exciting when more airlines join. And
yeah, when I first started flying, it was the budget carrier. So you didn't have Spirit, Allegiant, and Frontier part of that. And now they are all part of TSA PreCheck. It does cost a fee for them to join. So they had Spirit specifically was the last holdout and they didn't want to pay the fee. And that's just, you know, right along Spirit type motto there. But it's something that, you know, there is a fee that airlines do have to pay that, which eventually means that you as the flying customer are paying for it anyway. So something that Iberia is probably the most one. I don't know exactly how this is pronounced, but I would say it's low. La Compagnie or something like that.
La Compagnie. Yeah, the French one that only flies business class.
Yeah, they're kind of like a recliner, a half flat business class seat. I don't believe it's a full lie flat seat.
No, I think it is.
Is it now?
Yeah, I think it is. But they only have like one flight a day or something like that. And it's all business class or no economy seats on it. But they, you know, they don't have any interline agreements with another airline. So if that one flight a day gets canceled, you're not going to Paris or coming home. So I haven't tried it yet. I think the prices are kind of decent, though. I mean, for, you know, a business class product, I don't think they're going to give Q Suites a run for their money or anything. But I don't think you're not flying Spirit. Let's put it that way.
Well, and I was thinking about adding my number to the Iberia because I have Iberia booked for a month or two from now. But the issue is that I'll already be in the airport. So I don't see what the real value of that will be as I'm positioning via United over to Dallas. And that's where my flight's from. So I don't know that it really offers any value to add that number unless something else were to change.
I would add it just to be on the safe side because who knows, something could happen and you'll be kicking yourself up one side and down the other if you're like, I could have done that and I just chose not to spend that 5 minutes. So do it.
I kind of tried to chase it down yesterday, but I wasn't finding where to add it. So maybe I'll just do that at some other point.
Okay.
With that, let's jump into some less fun news. We have Chase Sapphire Reserve and Ritz-Carlton card making some really pleasant changes.
This was awful. This was probably the worst news of the week, and this affects both of us. So both Chase has announced that all of their premium cards are losing the Priority Pass restaurant benefit that they have been kind of they're not the sole holdout. There are a few other cards that still offer it, but they were the most prominent cards. You have it on your reserve. I use it on my Ritz all the time. But as of June 30th, I believe is the date that it ends, no more restaurant benefits for that. And I know, so I think there was, you know, the team at Award Wallet, they went out and they found like the 8 other cards that do still offer this. And, you know, they're cards that are no longer available to new applicants like the City Prestige, but like the Bank of America Premium Rewards card, Elite, I think, has it. And that Black MasterCard has it.
Really?
Which is kind of it's a silly card. It's like, you know, nobody has that. They're trying to fool people into thinking that they have, oh, I've got a black card, but, you know, like, oh, I've got the Centurion card. But apparently they offer the restaurant benefit. But one of our members said that she tried to use her City Prestige, because she still has one, at one of the restaurants. And they flat out told her, no, I'm sorry, only Chase cards work. So it's like even the writer, Ryan Smith, chimed in and said, well, I'm sorry, bluntly, they're wrong, which is great. I'm going to start carrying the terms and conditions of my City Prestige card with me, just like I do with my Marriott ones, to be able to prove to these restaurants. And I'm like, you know, I said, you're kind of at the mercy of the restaurant. How much are you going to argue with them about it? But this is a huge loss. Now, Capital One VentureX business card still offers this as well. And that card is still available to new applicants, same as the Bank of America card. That's a personal card. And luckily, P2, as we know, just got that card two months ago. And I'd gotten the email from them, oh, activate your Priority Pass, you know, benefit. And I'm like, I don't need to do that. I've got a zillion other Priority Pass memberships. Luckily, I saved that email, so I will be activating that because as of now, I can still use the Ritz card, but starting in July, that will be the only thing I have that gets me into my lovely Priority Pass restaurant here.
Yeah, I had looked into the Priority Pass memberships just to see if it was worth buying into it because I use it so much.
How much is it?
Well, there's two different levels. You can buy one with 10 passes for $280, or you can buy a unlimited one for, I think it's about $470. And the problem with either one of those is that they don't allow guests. So guests are additional at $35 per person. So that was the whole value of this, is that you could bring in up to two different people and have that covered per card. And that's why I have two Sapphire Reserves, and I'm an authorized user for the second one. So we could bring up to six people currently. If I were to do something of that similar nature and I bought one of these memberships, one of these unlimited memberships, it would cost me almost $500 a year to have the membership, then plus $35 a person for afterwards. I'm like, but then you only get $28 worth of credit. So why would I pay it turns into silly math. And it's like, if you're going to go to those places, you might as well just go and pay for it outright.
Right.
But it really takes that value away. And I guess the question becomes, is it worth holding that card for the two other benefits over the Sapphire Preferred or the Ink Preferred, which becomes the quicker turn on the coverage, like the coverage and benefits. So, or the extra quarter of a point on portal redemptions or pay yourself back.
Yep, 6 hours versus 12. Well, I got rid of mine a year ago, or I guess last year when the annual fee hit. So I still get enough value out of the Ritz card because it comes with the $85,000 free night certificate as well as the $300 travel credit. And it has a lower annual fee than what the CSR has. So I can definitely make a case of keeping that card. I don't know that I'm necessarily going to product change my Boundless and get another one though now. I had originally thought to do that. So, I'm an authorized user on P2. So in case anything ever happened, I still have that option, but maybe I'll get a CSP. There'll be the travel protections. I've got a Venture X. Again, I'm actually an authorized user on him, so I really don't have a Venture X. So I don't know, but I can definitely make a case for that. I could not with the CSR, even when it still had the Priority Pass restaurants, because that extra $150 difference between the annual fee on the preferred and the reserve, it was like, I didn't see the value in it since I had other cards that gave me kind of what it had. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm probably, as of this point, I'm looking to downgrade the card. We have through August to get that sorted out. So I've got a little bit of time to see if they come up with some kind of replacement to add some value back to the card. But as of right now, the plan on that card is that it's going to become a Freedom card. And my wife has an Ink Preferred, and I also have the Ink Preferred and Sapphire Preferred. So we're covered on that front in all ways. So the real question is it worth the extra quarter of a point and the coverage? And I'm not sure that it is.
Yeah. This will be interesting to see what ends up happening, because I think a lot of people are going to go the same route and they're going to downgrade the card because it's hard to see the value in it anymore. It might be the easiest travel credit out there is to use, but that's not worth everything else.
Right.
So we'll see.
No, and at that point, the Venture X business, while it still has it, I'm sure it's only a matter of time. I mean, they axed it with the personal card as well. So, I could go out and get that, but I'm probably just buying myself maybe, a few extra months up to a year extra. So that's an option, like you said, and something I may consider. I still need to jump into Capital One World. I haven't done that yet, but we'll see.
So the next piece, we'll go with another piece of womp womp news that we had last week, where Amex just made all these huge changes to the Hilton Honors business card. They eliminated the ability to spend towards a free night certificate. And that was really kind of the, the main reason to have that card, you know, you spend $15,000 in a year and you get another free night certificate. They've added a bunch of credits, of course, more coupons, and they've raised the annual fee and they've changed the earning structure on the card. So, you know, they're trying to make it look like, ooh, enhancements. But the, you know, that loss of the free night certificate, that's a major ding on that one. So I can see that be another card that a lot of people are going to like. That's as soon as their annual fee posts, that one's going away because there's no other benefit to the card.
Yeah, it was something that, you know, that major, you're talking about a doubling in annual fee. So from $99 to $199. And then while they do offer those credits and their $60 quarterly credits, I think it's going to be something that, unless you're in our Award Travel 201 community, most people will find a harder time using those. Our Award Travel 201 members have a little tip that they get to effectively cash those out. But, you know, we never know how long deals like that will last. And, you know, it's not something that's guaranteed forever. So, you know, but that's something that it's not that big of a value when you consider the loss of the free night award certificate, which could be valued upwards of 150,000 points.
Right.
So, I mean, it's silly. Again, we see these things keep changing and, you know, that's not something that's a net total loss, but it's certainly a downtrend that's not a positive one.
Well, and they annoyed a lot of people as well because they made this announcement 4 days before the end of the quarter. It was like, okay, yeah, by the way, here you have 4 days to use this brand new credit. You know, I guess you could look at it, you know, like before they announced it, that credit didn't even exist and you're still paying the same annual fee that you were paying previously. But it was still kind of like, well, that was really kind of crummy timing. You didn't give us any time to truly use this credit now because it's a $60 a quarter credit at Hilton. Okay, well, I didn't have time to go book a Hilton hotel and go stay somewhere to get my $60 worth. So bye-bye, breakage there, which they're going to be counting on big time.
Yep.
But we have some positive news.
Yeah, much more positive front. You can now redeem your choice privileges points at preferred hotels, and they have a fixed point list from 25,000 to 55,000 in 10,000 increments. So it's 25, 35, 45, and 55,000 points per night. The good news from that is that if you transfer your city points to Choice, they're half that amount of city points because you get 2 points for every one city point. And there are some interesting things on there. I know some of our 201 community jumped all over the Paris Olympics and booked some hotels in France that were super high and expensive in cash. But this was an opportunity to use your choice points accordingly. There's a property that just keeps making my list. They only have about 300 of the preferred hotels. There's a lot more than 300 preferred hotels, but there's, I believe, 325 of the preferred hotels that are part of this choice privileges, you know, partnership. And one that was returned from what I saw is the Montage Laguna Beach, which is 55,000 points a night. I've been to the Montage. There's a beautiful area there along Laguna Beach that's an open park, so it's open to the public. And I want to really stay there, but this hotel tends to run between $1,000 and $1,500 per night for a base room. And so 55,000 choice points or 27,500 city thank you points would seem like a real steal compared to, you know, base cost of that, you know, a minimum of $1,000 a night. So that's something that's interesting to me. How about you?
Well, the key to about this is that you can book it online now because you've been able to use choice points with them before, but you had to call, but now you can book them online. I have not really explored it yet. And it's another one of those things, too, that I have so many points in all these other currencies. And my city thank you points balance is so small. I'm like a dragon over here. I'm kind of hoarding that one. I don't really want to spend that one. And when I have other hotel options and other hotel points, it's hard to spend my hard-earned thank you points on those. So I haven't done a whole lot of searching for it. So we'll see.
And final piece of awesome news, Chicago Seminars 2024, new date, new location announced.
Yep. So historically, it has always been at the lovely Holiday Inn in Elk Grove, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. It is not a spectacular hotel. Let's just say that. But apparently the hotel is under new management and they came back to the organizers and wanted a 60% increase over what they had paid previously. And they were like, no, because one of the biggest complaints that they get about the seminars every year, pretty much the only complaint that they get about the seminars every year, is the venue. Because again, it is not a lovely property at all. Actually, when I was there last year, I was one of the volunteers and we did a tour of another local hotel to see if it would be something that would work. And it does. So it is moving this year to the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. So a much larger hotel, much nicer hotel. The rate is 8,000 points a night, 8,000 Hyatt points a night. And you can use your category 1 through 4 free night certificates.
Although I don't know why you'd ever want to use it there, but
because I have one expiring. Listen, me talking about Hyatt, like I know what I'm talking about here. And the breakfast is good because I actually ate there last year as well. So everything will take place there. You know, they've had after parties there in the past. And a lot of people, you know, they're all Team Hyatt. So they didn't stay at the lovely Holiday Inn. They would stay at other, like a Hyatt place, or they'd stay at this Hyatt Regency and they would Uber back and forth. So it's going to be a much more elevated experience, a lot nicer, but it's still very much, they haven't announced any speakers yet. It's still a charitable endeavor. Lots of great information, you know, all levels of knowledge that, you know, I learn something when I go, and I'm excited. I'm really excited. And they moved it to September. It's always been in October, like the third weekend about. And they, the same thing, conflict with the hotel. Since they were changing hotels, like, let's go ahead and see if we got a better date over here. And it turns out that works out better for me anyway. So I'm excited that it's going to be in September, because Chicago in September is lovely. It's probably not going to be cold yet.
And for anybody who's looking to go, don't forget to use your partner awards. You have a lot of nonstop flights to Chicago from close in. You can book with Avios or Life Miles or Aeroplan, and you can find flights well under 10,000, anywhere between 6 and 10,000 miles. And if there are transfer bonuses, it gets even better from there.
Yeah, they've got an early bird special on the tickets, and we'll have the link in here that you can click through to order your tickets. And that early bird discount goes through the end of May. So get your tickets before the end of May. And I have been told that it does code as travel, hotel, and lodging, maybe.
For Chase cards.
Well, and Bill, that was recommended. Go use your Bilt card.
I don't know if
today
that it was
and coded. Get 4X.
Yeah, I don't know if it was coding as travel for Bilt. I think it was just the Chase cards that were doing that so far. But, you know, certainly take advantage of these in any way possible to maximize your earnings.
Yes.
Speaking of your earnings, Angie, what bonuses did you get?
I got nothing. No new bonuses. So those changes to the Hilton business card, for people who already, you can still spend towards a free night certificate up until June 30th. So I have one of those cards and P2 has one of those cards. So I'm going to spend everything on those two and get myself a couple of extra free night certificates there. And then after that, I'm not sure what I'm going to be using. I'm kind of in a holding pattern right now on opening new cards for at least another month or so. So like I've said before, I'm kind of checking my portfolio. I'm very light on thank you points. So I may just whip out my double cash after I get those free night certificates taken care of, and plump up my thank you points balance. And I will probably use my City Premier I'll use my double cash to book my Chicago seminars ticket, because at least I know I'll get 2X.
There you go. Me personally, I haven't gotten anything either. I've just finished a World of Hyatt spend on the consumer card. So I knocked out the 15K spend on that, and that'll earn me a category 1 through 4 certificate, which I will not be using at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. And definitely want to find something a little bit better for that particular one. I also had mentioned last year in one of our very early episodes, I'd gotten the City Platinum card when they had a 60K sign up offer, and the annual fee just came due on that. And I product changed it to the City Custom Cash card. And that saves me the annual fee on a card that I really wasn't getting the most value out of. I wasn't really using the card. So sitting custom cash allows me to earn up to 5x on up to $500 of my top spend category every month. Put $500 in gas or $500 in grocery or whatever it is. And that's 2,500 city thank you points. So that'll probably be my new grocery store gas station. Probably not gas station, probably my new grocery store card, because 5x city points, you and I often talk about this is one of our weaker earning categories, and we just don't get the sign up bonuses and earning opportunities like we typically do with American Express and Chase. So that was a nice thing. And then last year, I also mentioned that Citi would not give my wife a Citi Advantage Platinum card. This year, they decided to be more generous. So the sign-up bonus is now 75,000 American miles, and she was just recently approved for that. So I'm looking forward to pumping up her balances a bit.
Yay. Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing with my Citi AA personal card and move it over to the custom cash, because I have all of the other Citi cards, thank you point, you know, in the little quadfecta there. I've got the Premier, I've got a double cash, I've got a rewards plus. The custom cash is the one that's the hole in my wallet. So I will be doing that.
We should probably note to listeners that that's one of the benefits of Citi over all of the other card issuers, is that you can product change your card to a cross card family. So like with American Express, if you had a Hilton card, you can't make it an American Express green card. Or if you had a Marriott Bonvoy card, you couldn't turn that into, you know, an American Express Platinum card. If with Citi, you could basically turn any card into any other card. So it can be Citi thank you points. It can be American Advantage. It can be whatever. You could probably even turn it into a Costco card if you wanted to. I don't know. You know, I'm not a Costco member, so it doesn't really offer me any value, but there are advantages to doing this. And if you can't get a big sign-up bonus on something like a double cash or custom cash or one of those cards, it might be worth looking into one of these advantage cards and then product changing a year later into something that's more useful for you.
Yeah. And it's only on the personal side, because you can't product change a Citi business card to anything. That's the only business card they have. And you can't change it to a personal card either. Just be advised on that one.
So with that, that wraps up our bonuses. How about any trip updates?
I have trips. Yay. I'm so excited. So I have booked the Montana Girls Golf Trip, used my Southwest Companion Pass and some Southwest travel funds. And one of my girlfriends is going to be my companion. So that'll be great. We're on the same flight as a bunch of the other gals that are going out there. Sadly, they chose the flight, not me. So we're doing a layover in Midway. I'm like, really? I mean, I have all these lounge options and you pick Midway. So we will not be going to the lounge. And by that time, the Priority Pass restaurant benefit will be dead. So we can't even go eat at our Priority Pass restaurant beforehand, unless I get all that straightened out. So that's booked. I did book my hotel and my flights for the Chicago seminars. I am flying AA up. I think it was 9,000 points. And I'm flying Southwest back, also 9,000 points. I have to stay over Sunday night, though, because all the Sunday flight times were either really stupid early in the morning, which means then you miss an entire day of the seminars, or they were super expensive. And I'm like, you know, I've got this Hyatt free night certificate that I got from, you know, Brand Explorer or whatnot, which you don't even have to be like a big, you know, whoop-de-doo with Hyatt and just stay at five different kinds of properties and you get this free night certificate, and it's expiring September 30th. And as we know, I don't really stay at Hyatts very much. So there we go. I'm going to use it for that Sunday night, even though it's only 8,000 points. I'd rather use the certificate rather than lose the certificate.
Sure.
And then finally, I have a big trip planned. I'm going to India. I'm get to go to an Indian wedding. I was invited by a friend and I am straight up 100% said yes, absolutely. And P2 just does not want to go. So I'm going to go with some friends. I have booked an outbound flight. I think I booked it that day. and it's not spectacular. It's got a really long layover in DC, which actually, like, my best friend from high school lives about 15 minutes away. So she's like, oh, I'll come pick you up. We'll go hang out all day before you have to go back. But it's on Ethiopian in like their 232 business class. And I think that it's that one that I canceled last year for the safari. Uh-huh. But I think it truly is angle flat. It's not lie flat. So I don't know. So in addition to that, I also found a Qatar flight from Doha into Bangalore, India. And so I booked that. And now I've got a bunch of alerts set to see if I can find something better from the US all the way there, or if I can find another one to connect to that, you know, in Doha for that flight, if I can, you know, fly Q-Suites again, because, you know, we all know how I love Q-Suites, but I'm booking trips. It's so exciting. I may actually use Amex Fine Hotel Resorts for some of the hotels. There's a really nice Ritz there, and it's less than $300 a night. And I've got a couple of Fine Hotel Resorts credits that I might be able to use. So I might do that for a night or two. I don't know. We're still trying to figure out our itinerary and where all we're going to go and how long we're going to be gone. And it's a really big country, so trying to narrow it down.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. And I'm sure that, you know, as you get closer, you'll see more options pop up that, you know, will give you better flights or line something up that'll be maybe a little bit shorter and more comfortable.
Yeah, I'm not real keen on that 232 experience there. So how about you? What trips do you have?
As far as new trips, I haven't really booked anything exciting new. I just returned from Marriott's Renaissance Carambola in St. Croix, the U.S. Virgin Islands, booked for 37,000 miles, American Advantage miles per person round trip. We ended up, and I say round trip because this was booked in a kind of weird fashion. We booked one ways and we had three different return flights home that I eventually canceled two of them. We ended up flying from Cleveland through Miami to St. Croix, and I split our reservations. And this is something that, if you have status, might be beneficial. Keep in mind, the negative to splitting reservations is if something happens to your flights, it could be that your family gets split up from you. So in this case, we didn't have any of that issues. But the reason you might want to split your reservations is that if you do have status, you and one other person can get upgraded. And on the flight from Cleveland to Miami, I was a gate upgrade. So we showed up to the gate and got upgraded there. So my son and I flew up front from Cleveland to Miami, and I'd already received an upgrade 4 days in advance on the Miami to St. Croix flight because I must have been one of the highest people on that flight. And because I'd already flown up front, I gave that flight to my wife to sit up front with our son. So my daughter got screwed and didn't get to fly up front at all. And
oh, geez.
She complained about it, but I was like, you're going to get to do a lot of fun things while we're here. So we used 180,000 Marriott Bonvoy points to stay at the Carambola Resort. It receives very poor reviews online. And I think you have to go into that with, you know, kind of lowered expectations because it's not going to be a five-star, they're waiting on you hands and feet. That is not the kind of attitude you'll receive there. It was a beautiful area. There were some problems with the resort that probably from storm damage years ago that still hasn't been fixed. We ended up having to get moved from our first room to our second room just because the air conditioner didn't work. But they were very proactive as I was going to the desk every time with any kind of issues about trying to take care of it. So there was no issues from that. Like I said, little things around the resort add up. I mean, the bricks around the pool were loose. So like you were walking on hobbly stones in Ooh. Some of the place. The hot tub that's shown in all the pictures was closed the whole time we were there. And it was covered by not an official cover, but like a wooden cutout that was placed on top of this thing. So it didn't look the best. There are a lot of other things that you walk around this property. You can see why people complain and give it bad reviews. However, there are a lot of positives that people don't seem to mention at all. And I was mentioning this to you ahead of the show, is that it doesn't have resort fees. It doesn't have parking fees. And it but I just forgot the name of it.
The cabanas.
Yeah. So they have cabanas at the pool area, and they're not $350 a day or $500 a day. It's first come, first serve. So there's three or four cabanas there by the pool area that you can, you know, if you're the first one out there. And it's not like people hog them all day either. You know, people
meet them,
then they leave, and they're open to the next person, because the pool service really isn't, there's not like people out there constantly serving. If you want something, you have to go up to the lounge and get it. So as a Marriott Bonvoy Platinum, I did get breakfast for two adults daily free. They did provide me with a welcome amenity gift, which was effectively close to two welcome drinks on arrival. And it seemed like they honored my status. We did receive an upgraded room to a oceanfront room with a really nice oceanfront balcony. That was not the room I booked when I booked it. So the difference between the rooms really is just positioning on where the room is located. So there's beachfront, oceanfront, and then partial ocean views, and they're all the same suites. So they're all what I would call a junior suite. They're probably 600 to 700 square feet. I guess it's, you know, you have to go in there. I decided I wanted to do it despite the bad reviews, because a lot of people have their nose stuck high up in the air and they have a certain level of service they're going to expect. And this place is not going to be, you know, 5-star level service, but I don't think it's the 1- and 2-star resort level that, you know, it often gets mentioned for online and people say go elsewhere. It is removed. There is nothing else around there. So if you don't have a car and you're not renting a car, I could see why people would be, you know, upset, because there's really no option to do anything else. However, you know, rent a car and drive around the other island, around the island, explore elsewhere. And it's really not that big of a deal. If you want to go out to eat, we went to a beautiful, I wouldn't call it necessarily beautiful, but it was a really nice barbecue joint on the island run by a U.S. veteran. It was just great service, good food, and we really enjoyed it. So, I mean, I had a very good overall experience. I'll leave it with the fact that their customs is trash. And if you have global entry, please bring your global entry cards. I did not expect to have to go through U.S. customs to re-enter the country from a U.S. territory. That's why we went there in the first place. I'm glad I brought my passports. I'm not sure if they were 100% needed, but it seemed like they really wanted them. So, you know, there are a lot of things that were just weird about the island. It is island life. I understand service is different in island locations, and it's not like hand on feet and just waiting on you, and things are slower, but some of the service was beyond slow, and I would say even downright bad, not just on the property, but off property as well.
That's a shame. How was the beach?
The beach was beautiful. We had a storm roll in overnight on our third night there. So then a bunch of seaweed started rolling in. It had been clear up to that, but it started to look pretty rough on day 3 and day 4. And after that, we flew American back home. We did leave a day early because the family wanted to be home for Easter. We flew into Charlotte, stayed the night at the JW in downtown Charlotte, where I met up with Zorkfest founder Michael Traeger. We had dinner and then took off the next day, drove home. That JW, I really wish I'd had more time to explore. Beautiful lounge, great breakfast in the lounge, and sounds like they have a nice rooftop pool and bar. So I didn't get to explore any of those things because we hit the road pretty early after breakfast and made it home. So that was the extent of my travels.
Sounds like a nice little short trip, even with some hiccups.
Yep. So let's jump into our highlight feature, and we don't have a ton of time to wrap this one up here, but we wanted to jump into where we are at the end of our first quarter. And why don't you start us off, Angie?
Yeah, so we had, you know, discussed kind of like what our goals were going to be for the year, our award travel goals. And so we kind of wanted to do a check-in and see where we were on those. And one of the big things that I wanted to focus on this year was getting those free cruises and, you know, doing this, the status matching and whatnot. So, you know, I got the Wyndham Business Earner card and I went ahead, and that makes me Diamond, and you could match that to Caesars. And course, I did that back in February and then it resets, or I did it in January and then it resets February 1st, whichever it was. So I waited a couple of weeks after the reset date and I matched again, and it took about 2 weeks, I want to say, and I am now Caesar's Diamond. So I need to now go and match to the different cruises. You know, we're still in the process of, you know, dealing with the whole downsizing thing and buying a new house. So we're not ready to go hop on a cruise anytime soon. So I haven't felt much urgency to make those matches. I kind of wanted to push it out a little bit to maybe stretch out when I could get those matches and be able to actually take, you know, any offers that I truly would get. I mentioned that I am, since I'm not opening any cards right now, so I am spending for any free night certificates that I can get. I'm taking advantage of, I think I have pretty much almost maxed out every one of the zero APR offer cards that I have. And so the next thing I'm going to be looking to see if maybe I want to spend some on my AA card. I did just take an upgrade offer, so there's no bonus points with it, but I have the Barclays Aviator Red card. And I just actually asked in 201 today, I'm like, you know, talk to me about the silver card, because that's only available by invitation from Barclays. And it's like, okay, no, they're giving me this upgrade offer, but the annual fee's more, you know, is it worth it? Well, apparently, if you have this card, you get a $25 daily food credit, buy food or drinks on the plane, you get 25 bucks back. I'm like, how did I not know that? You get like up to $50 credited on Wi-Fi for the year. So I'm like, okay, what the heck? So I've got that. And apparently it earns loyalty points at a greater rate than what the Barclays Red card did and what the Citi AA card did. So I might go ahead and start putting some extra spend on that. It's hard to give up those thank you points that I want. But I had a friend, we'd discuss this. You had some that you were going to gift. I think you were going to gift it to your P2. I had a friend of mine, she gifted me gold status, AA gold this year, which isn't, you know, anything. I guess I get free main cabin extra seats. Like when I check in, I can't get them right when I book. So I'm gambling on my Chicago Seminars flight that there'll be something left over because I'm not going to pay for it. But I don't know. I might see if I could spend towards the next level. I'm closing cards that are way too much work. So like this Hilton business card, that's going to get closed. I've closed a couple of platinum business cards. Things that they're either not pulling their weight or they're just too much effort to get all these credits. It's like, you know, at this point, life's too short. I'm spending way more time than I'm getting value out of the card to make certain that I make it pay off. So I'm probably going to start looking at new cards for once we're done with all this house stuff. So I'm kind of keeping an eye on things. With that, I'm looking at whether it does make sense for me to product change my Boundless to another Ritz card, because my annual fee is coming due on that this month. And I don't know. I'm debating on that one right now, because I could always not get the Ritz card. I could close the Boundless. And I think in another year, I have to look at the timing. I have to look at that stupid application matrix thing, basically. Get the Brilliant, and then I've got platinum status, and I don't have to really worry about the, you know, elite night qualifying nights or whatnot. And yeah, I think that's kind of where I am. I've got a nice healthy stash of points all across all the currencies since I'm, you know, canceled so many trips and haven't been going any places. So I'm looking forward to being able to actually start booking things and spending some of these points.
Yeah, I think the business platinum cards, you know, that's something that you and I have collected a few of those, and I'm still trying to get maybe one more before, you know, this other targeted offer seems to go away. But the cards are going to become significantly less valuable after the end of this year, because the Dell credits are set to expire after this July cycle. So July through December will be your last opportunity to use those. Those are slated to end starting in 2025. And now that takes away $400 of value that, you know, a lot of people were getting back on those $700 annual fees. So, you know, that's going to be something to watch. And that could be two business platinum cards that go by the wayside for me as well, because, you know, without those become significantly less important to me as well.
Yeah, and they haven't announced any new credits that are going to take the place of of the Dell $400 credit. So that'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, well, for me, you know, I'm about 1/10 of the way through the return to Executive Platinum for American Airlines. I have a couple of things that were important for me, and it's American status, Hyatt status, Marriott status. And with those, you know, I'm 1/10 of the way to Executive Platinum. It's not a great start, to be honest. I was much further by this point. Last year, I think I was already 70,000 loyalty points by the end of month one. So I've got a ways to go. I'm not like in bad shape yet, but if things don't change here soon, then I'm going to have to resort to some changing up in how I spend on my cards. Hyatt status, I've only had 4 nights of actual stays in hotel so far, but because of credit card spend and credit card free nights, I have 23 nights. And I think I have another 9 on hold waiting for my cards to cycle. So I'm doing pretty well as far as Hyatt status is concerned. I'm definitely doing everything I can to make sure that I requalify for Globalist. My concierge, I know not everybody is a fan of that particular benefit, but my concierge is awesome. And I'm sorry, nobody's getting her name because I can't have her. Only I can. No, she's awesome. And she does a lot of things that helps me, not just for myself, but for things that I do for the group, like our San Antonio meetup. So that'll be something that is definitely on my list to requalify for. Marriott status, like you mentioned, the Bonvoy Brilliant card gives you automatic platinum status. So I started out the year with platinum status and 40 elite nights, but I've had 14 nights of stays credit. So I'm already Marriott Platinum requalified, but I will continue with these cards because even if I didn't stay a single night, I'll get 40 elite nights every single year. And then if I just stay 10 nights total in any given year, I'm going to choose 5 bonus elite nights so that every time I'm trying to qualify for lifetime status, I'm over 2/3 of the way there towards the 600 nights, but I have this year and 4 more years of platinum or higher to get lifetime status. So I could just pay the annual fees for the next 5 years on these cards, and then I'd have lifetime platinum status and I can dump all the cards at that point. But, you know, it's something that I do stay at them enough that this provides value. Like I said, I stayed at Carambola and got an upgrade. I've got, you know, free breakfast daily for two adults. So it's not like Hyatt where it's for the whole family, but the kids' breakfasts were a lot cheaper. So it's not that bad. Wyndham points. You mentioned the Wyndham thing, and I think that was something we both got around the same time. And I now have enough points to book my Vacasa when it becomes available in June. So you can only book out 365 days. So that's nice that that's in place. And so far this year, the sign-up bonuses are going kind of slow. I have just 2 of them. My wife got both of them so far, and she got the Inc. Preferred bonus as well as the 75K American Advantage bonus. So those are things that's important to me. We'll see kind of how things go and what changes, but that pretty much wraps up what I've done so far in Q1.
Okay. So we're cranking away, working on our goals there. That'll be good. Be interesting to see where we are at the end of June, what changes have made.
There'll be a lot of travel. So I know a lot of points will have been burned by that point. So got a lot more fun things coming up. So
okay.
If that's, I think that's a wrap for episode 62 of the Award Travel 101 podcast. You want to tell everyone where they can find us?
You can find us in the 106,000, I think, now maybe 107,000 plus member Facebook community, Award Travel 101.
And for a deeper dive into more intermediate and advanced strategies, and to get more value from your rewards or current portfolio of cards, our Award Travel 201 community is the place to find more outsized value.
Or you can book time with our team for personalized help with check out our Award Travel 1-on-1 consulting service.
You can also email us at contactawardtravel@gmail.com.
And if learning in person is more your style, our next meetup is located in San Antonio, Texas, April 26th through the 28th. That's like at the end of this month.
Yeah, and we are sold out at this point, but we do have some members who have had some schedule changes. So reach out to us, and if you're still interested in getting some last-minute tickets, we can hook you up with them to get those tickets transferred over.
That's awesome. And we are working away on what our next meetup might be and hope to have that to be announced in San Antonio.
And we want to thank everyone for listening to the Award Travel 101 podcast and joining us in the Award Travel 101 Facebook community. If you're looking for your next reward card, don't forget to support us through the use of our links. Thanks so much and safe travels.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.